Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Look, we're all human. We push pull doors, we blow on ice cream to cool it down, and sometimes we forget to check our blind spots. That's why the 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid offers class-leading advanced safety features, like an available blind spot view monitor, which shows you a live video feed of your blind spots. Because the Tucson Hybrid is made for humans who are just that, human. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Is your team at work feeling a little disconnected? Maybe the workflow's not flowing? Try Confluence by Atlassian. Confluence is the connected workspace where teams can create, organize, and deliver work like never before. In Confluence, teams can whiteboard their vision for any project, easily create or access the relevant pages and resources they need, and discover important context they might not even know they need. Plus, AI helps teams jumpstart brainstorms, organize information, and connect workflows, so teams can move efficiently and create alignment with ease. In fact, with Confluence, teams can see 5.2% average boost in productivity in 1 year. So if your team lacks confidence, try Confluence, the connected workspace where teams can do it all. Set knowledge free with Confluence. Learn more at Atlassian.com/Confluence. That's Atlassian.com/Confluence.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions with a couple of snow showers in the area with a high of 26. For tonight, mostly cloudy with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour, low 19. Tomorrow, sun in areas of low clouds, high 27. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a couple of flurries later on, low 20. On Monday, a passing morning flurry, otherwise low clouds, high 25. Monday night, mostly cloudy skies in the area with a low of 17. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, it's time for Senior Radio, everybody. And yep, you're looking at the clock. You're saying it's noon. They're usually over by now. No, it's a new year and a new time. 12 noon here on WBEN. And we are just so happy to be here with you. Hey, a wise man said, learn something new every day. So here goes. Sudan has more pyramids than any other country in the world. While 138 pyramids have been discovered in Egypt, the Sudan boasts about 200 and 55. Just goes to show you, we got to get out there and we got to travel. Hopefully, doing all this in the new year, traveling, getting out, talking with your loved ones, visiting your loved ones, are all on your agenda. And we want to make that happen for you as best as possible. We talk about things that impact you at this time in your life. And certainly, when it comes to our loved ones, who may be older than us, maybe we're a daughter taking care of mom. Maybe we're taking care of dad. Maybe our parents are still in great shape. Maybe your siblings are out of town and you're the only one here. Maybe I'm talking to a senior parent and all your kids are out of town. Well, let me introduce you to someone who's going to help you navigate your wishes down the road and as seasons change. Roxanne Sorensen came up with Elder Care Solutions when she was taking care of her mom and was looking for answers when it came to more help for her mom, okay? She's a person on the inside of the healthcare community. She knows things we'll never know, okay? And when you find yourself in a situation where you need help navigating the healthcare situation in Western New York, time is of the essence. Your loved one may need a nursing home now. It may be short-term care. Whatever it is, you don't have the time to start navigating and being a novice at that. You need someone who's excellent and who is on your team now. Roxanne Sorensen is that person from Elder Care Solutions. She's an expert care manager and can do what you need to make the rest of your life your choice. Roxanne, it's great to have you with us.
Hi, Linda. It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
You know, you sure see people in all stages of life. You help families, help them make decisions. You get information out there so we know what our parents would want down the road, okay? You help them make decisions in the healthcare community so they can get into the nursing home that they may need, or maybe it's just a short-term rehab and they want the right fit for them. But a lot of people, well, people are unique and they're different. And a lot of people will come to you because they don't have the answer, even after, let's say, families fragment a little bit, whether that means death or even divorce at a late age. And then things change. What things on paper change completely.
They do, and no one is thinking of those changes. So especially, let's start with just death. I mean, everyone assumes the will is going to take care of everything. Well, many people don't have a will, or if they do, yes, it takes care of leaving certain benefits to your loved one. But for that loved one that's still remaining here, maybe that person never did the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they never had to worry about going to the bank or knowing what the income was. And now they're alone. And how do they manage all of these things? And who's now their healthcare proxy or their power attorney? It would be a time that you look at those documents. And the same for a divorce. You know, if you're going through a divorce, and it does happen at any age, I have seen people well into their 90s get a divorce. Sometimes because they, you know, it just was because. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was a financial reason. It could be multiple reasons. But then those important documents need to be updated, and then those conversations, because you relied on that partner to be that person to make those decisions for you. So now, who do you trust? Who's going to have your back for those next steps? Who are you talking about this with?
You know, Roxanne, you brought up a really good point in one of our last segments, and you said when it's a couple that's caring for each other, you worry more about the one that's quote-unquote healthy, you know, the one who's taking care of their dementia patient, because if that person goes down and there's no plan in place, now you have a problem.
Agreed. I have a friend. It just happened to her. Her dad passed away suddenly. He was taking care of mom, who was starting dementia. And I get, you know, after the funeral, the family's like, we need to meet. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You know, we're all taking turns staying with her, but we can only do this for so long. And they're all in panic mode. And the crazy part is, this isn't the first conversation I've had with them. You know, we've talked multiple times, but again, unless you start putting the steps in place, we can talk 1,000 times, but if you're not willing to take those next steps, the conversations are pointless.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then everyone, again, things fall apart. Nobody knows what people's wishes were. Sometimes they're not in a position, maybe they're unconscious temporarily, can't make a decision for themselves. Nobody right. seems to know. And then this causes tension in the family. It doesn't have to be. You can have those conversations now and talk about these kinds of things so things can be put in place. And then the one call you make is to Roxanne. And Roxanne's got it all down. And then you can go from there knowing, okay, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. And it starts today, not in 2 months' time when we finally navigate the health system.
Well, think of us like, okay, I'll use the analogy because we're in Buffalo. Everyone loves the Bills, right? So Josh Allen's your quarterback. Well, we're your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to lead you to the end zone there, and we're going to have all of our players on the field, and we're going to get you to the end, right? So it's no different in healthcare, in a football scenario, in the legal system or medical system. All those players still need an advocate to bring everyone to the table and guide them. I mean, you can piecemeal it, and I see it happen every day, but that's what it is. It's piecemeal. Like, it's not consistent. So if you want that puzzle to get together and be glued so that you're whole, then people like me exist for that reason.
You know, Roxanne, it occurs to me, too, we've just had a big retirement campus close or announce that they're going to close. That is a shakeup. I mean, what if that was your plan? Yeah. See, are the reason why we need to make plans to continue living.
And that is something that came, those families, I'll use the rug got pulled right out from under them, right? And now they're all panicking, and there's timelines, and there's regulations, and no one is thinking of the emotional component to what's happening with those individuals and those families. I mean, you're taking the home away from them that they know, and now you're going to go somewhere you don't know because you have to do it in a quick amount of time. Do you have the finances to move where you want to go? Or you're just going to get placed somewhere. It's so horrible to be in a situation like that. It's almost criminal in my mind to put someone mm-hmm. through that and then just be like, oh, well, it's done and over. If our systems don't get better soon and like the state and reimbursement rates for Medicare and Medicaid and all those things, we're going to see more facilities close.
Mm. Oh.
And then what's going to happen to these loved ones? Like, legally, the state can move someone within 50 miles of here. So your loved one could go to Rochester.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to move to Amherst. They could move to Rochester.
And it doesn't mean it's an A-plus facility.
No.
You know,
it's all a panic.
A lot of people say, well, time is money. But you know what? Time is life. And a phone call to Roxanne is a show of love because Roxanne is an expert care manager, and you want Roxanne on your team for your loved ones. That's what this is all about for you and your loved ones. You live alone. You need to call Roxanne Sorensen. You need to have a plan in place so that everybody's not just shaking their head with their arms in the air going, I don't know what
right.
to do.
Don't just assume.
Never, ever assume. And when Roxanne, you know, has that comprehensive look at your situation, about your wants and your needs and how do we get the path to get there, she will work on that with you. And that's what it's all about. I mean, my parents, I cannot tell you how many times they reassured my family, our will's done, it's all set, we're all good. And then my father passed away and we took a look at their will and it was never signed. Because they got the information in the mail and just put it away without looking at it. I'm telling you, that happens to so many people.
Every day.
It happens every day. Then we went to call the attorney. The attorney died. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah, it becomes a nightmare.
Right.
The situation, you know, and we all have been there or will.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to, someone's going to be impacted to everybody.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're 25, 45, or 65. At some point, aging is going to impact you.
Right. Absolutely. So understand it and get someone on your team. Get a good team, especially if you have siblings that are out of town and nobody, you know, they're not going to be in the process of making decisions. Roxanne Sorensen can help and be the coach of that team, okay? Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. Look, folks, it's a new year. This is a great time to get on top of this, okay? And you're going to walk away saying, this is great, because now I know, and my mom knows, and my dad knows, and I know that they're happy with decisions, and this is what we're going to do if this happens. An expert care manager is a necessity at this time in our life. I don't want to be told what my limitations are at this point if I were to need help in any kind. I want to be able to direct my own boat, okay, so to speak, and say this is what I want to do. Roxanne Sorensen helps make that happen for you, okay? But if you don't even know, look at the disadvantage that you're coming into in something like healthcare, where there's less beds than ever, there's less people to help than ever, there's less health professionals than ever, and you don't want to be at the end of the line because you didn't know how to get in any sooner. Roxanne Sorensen does that. Exactly. You want to be proactive. How do you do that? You call Roxanne Sorensen, and Roxanne gets that ball rolling for you. Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. I want her on my team. You want her on your team. If you'd like, you can go online and go to info@eldercarewny.com, okay? And you can read all about it. You know what? She's helped so many people, and they're smiling today because they know they made the right decisions with Roxanne. Take your head out of the sand and think about what you're going to do down the road, and think about what you want, because it makes so much sense. Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. It's a new year, a new time for Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Senior Radio Buffalo on at a new time in this new year at noontime. So set your schedules and don't ever miss any shows because we love having you. Hey, did you know the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health? Hence why we raise a toast. something to know in the new year. Yeah.
Awesome.
I will raise a toast to the people from the Stamm Law Firm because they helped me with my will. They help with a trust. They can help answer all your questions about your future and protect your hard-earned assets. We have Brian and Brad in studio as we start this new year, 2025. Hopefully, folks, this will be the year that you get your affairs in order, because if you don't, you know this government, you want to give them another extra dollar, okay, out of your hard-earned money? Well, you will if you don't have everything in order. Now, for you folks, it might be a trust. It might be a will. It might be a combination. How about your beneficiaries? Do you know who they are? Do you have an old will? That may need updating. Brian and Brad, you're here in the studio now.
Hey,
beneficiaries change from decade to decade.
Oh,
right?
Beneficiaries change. Some people have 401ks and IRAs that they started before they had kids. They don't even know who they did it so long ago. They don't even know who the beneficiary is.
Yeah. Could be their parents.
Could be some had their parents on who are now 88 and maybe in a nursing home. You don't want to do that. Right. Some name their kids, and things change with their own family unit. Some have a spouse, even a prior spouse, if you're divorced, and people don't think of changing the beneficiary.
Yeah.
There's so many ins and outs. One of the things we do, Linda, and I tell my clients, I'm going to give you some homework. And every time I meet with people, they pull out one of my yellow legal pads and they start writing notes, because I give them homework. And here's their homework. Make sure on all your accounts that you're able to, you name beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries in case the first one has passed away, such as a spouse and then your kids, or your kids and maybe the grandkids, whatever your situation might be. But bank accounts, IRAs, 401ks, life insurance, stocks, financial, just play money, annuities, whatever you might have, all of those CDs, they can all have a beneficiary on them. And when they have a beneficiary on them, it avoids probate.
Oh, yes.
And we always talk about avoiding probate, the court system, the money, the waste of money, hiring lawyers. Listen, as lawyers, we do estate administration. We would make more money at the end if we did it through your will and you passed away and your kids came back to us and hired us. We don't want to do that to families in Western New York. We save them money. That's our point of what we do. So we explain to them, you don't want your kids coming back and hiring us, even though we love the work. It's better to do it this way and cheaper for the whole family. So you got
to. It's the right way to do it.
It's the right way. It's the proper way to
do it. And that's why you trust the Stamm Law Firm. They're in business to help you. They want to help you spend less money, okay? They can they understand the ins and outs of trusts and wills. And not only that, medical malpractice, estate planning, Medicaid assistance, business and corporation matters. Maybe you have a business and you're passing it down to your kids, real estate transactions. These folks have an incredible staff standing by to help you. And you're going to leave that office with a smile on your face, because you're going to know you've had the very best legal help for you to maneuver with what you want, where you want your assets to go, and to not waste a penny of it when you don't have to in something like probate or things that will that's excess red tape that's going to cost your estate money.
Linda, one of the things I wanted to talk about, before we came on air, one of our attorneys, Kim, said something to me, and she was absolutely correct. She said, Brad, we see a lot of clients, and they come in with the following. They say, I want to put my kids on my deed to my house. And that makes sense, right? That is a loaded question, because from that question, you can go a couple of different ways. And it's something I wanted to talk about, and Brian and I thought it would be very important for the listeners. You can put your kids on your deed by doing a life estate, which is adding the kids to the deed. You maintain life use and all these other things. But it, but that vehicle is designed for a smooth transition on death, okay? And it's only going to work in certain situations. Then you can also put your home into an irrevocable trust, which is the gold standard of planning, as I call it. And here's why. And that's why, depending on the family situation, will determine which vehicle you use. If you do a life estate deed, and let's say spouse, the husband dies, and the mother is in need of a nursing home, and the kids live out of town, okay? Suddenly that house is vacant. The kids who live out of town, they're not coming in to take care of the house. Mom's in a nursing home. She doesn't have the money to maintain a house and pay the homeowner's insurance and pay the, you know, the taxes and the maintenance, et cetera. So what happens? That the kids are looking at each other going, well, I'm not paying. I have my own kids in my family. I don't have the money to be, you know, fitting that house in Williamsville, New York. So what happens? You have to sell it. And if you sell it, everybody loses. The kids pay capital gains. Because, again, the life estate is based on transition on death.
Right.
Mom's in a nursing home. All of mom's money from that sale goes to the nursing home. The kids pay capital gains on the rest. Problem one. Now, it works in some situations. Let's say there's a disabled child that lives in the house. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Then a life estate works great, right? Because someone's living there.
Right.
Irrevocable trusts are very different. You put the home into an irrevocable trust. After 5 years, you're protected, just like the life estate. Here's the difference. If that home becomes vacant, the kids don't have to worry about who's paying the taxes and the homeowners and everything else and the maintenance. You can sell that property right then and there. The trust can sell that house. Proceeds into the trust bank account. And guess what? Call your financial planner and you're now growing the money. So you're not only growing the money versus spending the money on maintenance and taxes and insurance. Everybody wins.
No capital gains tax on that?
No, because when you die, they get the date of that. When you die, because remember, the money is in your trust now as mom, right? And when you die, the kids are the beneficiaries, and they get the date of death value. So everybody wins in an irrevocable trust.
Folks, the difference, to be educated about these items is everything. It's everything. And that's where the Stamm Law Firm can help you. 716-631-5767. Nobody can afford to just go through life with their head in the sand and think, well, this won't happen to me or this or that. Everybody has an estate, big, small, in the middle. Everybody needs to be protected because, believe me, the government and everyone else will have their hand in your pocket. And they've had enough hands in our pockets forever. Nobody wants more of that, all right? So please give them a call today. Have that conversation. You might think, oh, it's kind of hard to have that conversation. It's a lot harder later on when you're seeing all the money flying out of your account and saying, why didn't I know? I just didn't know. Don't be that person who just doesn't know. You can know. You can go and make that appointment. Bring everybody to the table. Go yourself and go have a good conversation about your assets and what's going to happen if.
And that's what clients tell us the most. The first thing they say to us is, well, I don't want this all going to the government.
Right.
I don't want the government taking my money.
We know that.
We all know that. We're all in agreement there. Okay, they've, like 100%. You said, they've taken enough over the years.
Right.
We all pay our share, and we have for years and years. So there's easy ways to protect them us from doing that. And you know what? Like you said, it's just the conversation. We give them the options. We'll say A, B, or C. What we recommend is A, maybe B works for you. Mm-hmm. They still make the decision. Nobody's making the decision for you. You have control and you make the final decisions. But they usually come out with, this is the right one for me and my family, and they feel relieved because they know they're protecting
Absolutely.
The money.
Absolutely.
It's the best feeling for us.
To have the control, that's what everybody's afraid of losing, is control. You can have it. It's yours. And here, you have it down on paper.
And even in, like Brian said in a prior show, the word irrevocable scares everybody. Oh, my God, irrevocable. Do you know irrevocable has so much flexibility? But people don't know that. Same theory we're talking about. Unless you come in and get the information, you're not armed with that asset of information in your mind and you can't plan.
The Stamm Law Firm. Why we do Senior Radio Buffalo. 716-631-5767. They're going to be your best friend moving into 2025. I'm Linda Pellegrino and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Well, it's a cold start to 2025 as a lake effect storm continues to take hold of the region, keeping temperatures below 32 degrees. Philip Pandolfo with the National Weather Service says although the lake effect storm is supposed to clear up within the coming days, the cold is unfortunately here to stay for quite some time.
Anywhere in our 7-day forecast, we don't have the high temperature in the Buffalo metro area really cracking the 30-degree mark at just about any point. Maybe a little bit of slight warming as we get towards the end of next week, but we're only talking about maybe getting close to the freezing mark, maybe. Now, as for the month of January, though, the Climate Prediction Center is still forecasting forecasting below normal temperatures to persist really right through the end of the month is what's favored for our area.
Congressman Mike Johnson has been reelected as Speaker of the House in a narrow 218 to 215 vote. Congressman Tim Kennedy spoke with WBEN after the final count and says he did not vote for Johnson. However, he is willing to work with both sides to do what's best for the Western New York region and the country as a whole.
We expect to work with our colleagues across the aisle as much as we possibly can to deliver for Western New Yorkers. But at the same time, we're going to hold the administration that's incoming accountable and focus on delivering for Western New Yorkers, making sure that we're putting working families and the middle class ahead of the billionaires and the corporate elites.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions with a couple of snow showers in the area with a high of 26. For tonight, mostly cloudy with winds gusting past 40 miles per hour, low 19. Tomorrow, sun in areas of low clouds, high 27. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a couple of flurries later on, low 20. On Monday, a passing morning flurry, otherwise low clouds, high 25. Monday night, mostly cloudy skies in the area with a low of 17. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal Series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. It's the weekend. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we're very, very happy to have you with us. We know more and more people are finding us here on WBEN. And remember, when you're out of town, you can also find us on the Odyssey app. You just download that into your phone, and if it's at the same time, you know, anywhere on the East Coast, you're going to find Senior Radio Buffalo. So don't you miss an episode. You can also go to our Senior Radio Buffalo webpage and look at any of the older segments that we have done in the past. So you can do that too. And there's lots of good information on our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page as well. So by all means, expand our show by checking in with us. We are going to be speaking about something that really will affect probably everybody at some time in their life, and that is downsizing a home, whether it's yours, whether it's a relative's. You might be thinking like, oh my God, my life was great until this happened. What on earth do I do? I have relatives who are out of town. I have siblings who are out of town. We all have to make decisions on these things. This is going to be a crazy, impossible task. I'm here to tell you, I have some folks in studio who will literally help you so much that you're going to say, these folks saved me, and they did it. They did a great job and got me top dollar for everything that was in that home. Of course, I'm talking about Andrews Estate Service, AES, to the rescue. We've got Joe Bednarczyk, who's with us, and Joe Jr. from Andrews Estate Service. As you can imagine, they are busy, not just this time of year, but because the word is out on how great they do. A lot of people will come in, have you sign a quick contract, and then you're not really sure what's going on. That's not the way Andrews Estate Service works. They consider it an honor to be asked into your home and to be taking care of your personal possessions. So let's welcome our guys back in and let's talk about their work and something that they have pretty much invented, which has gone really well, and that is their virtual estate sale. So hi guys, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Great to be back, Linda.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back because you do such a great job. We're so proud to have you on our air. Let's talk about the fact, Joe, that during COVID, people didn't want people inside their homes, so you came up with a way to be able to sell their possessions online. And really, you're finding out this is the way to go for the not only for the person who's reducing their estate sale, but for the customers as well.
Yes, both clients and buyers benefit from this tremendously. There's no doubt about that. It's we're never going back to the old-fashioned way for a variety of reasons. As you know, when you have a process that works well, no need to change things up.
Our efficiency is top-notch, and it's what we're used to, what we love doing, and in the efficiency is actually another big reason why we're not going back the other way.
That's fantastic. So if you're looking for a collectible like a Lionel train set, you go to the Andrews Estate Service virtual estate sale, see what they have, and you might be able to look at five of them without going from one house to the next, spending a whole day in your gas.
Correct. Right. It's time saving. It's money saving. It's stress relieving. Everything wrapped into one package. There's no doubt about that.
You folks will come into any home that you're asked to, and you work with the client and let them know what to expect. And Joe, you say every time you go for that first meeting, you never even bring a contract.
Never.
Because you want them to think about this.
Yes, never. And again, we love everybody. Mm-hmm. And we'll hear, well, we heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo with Linda Pellegrino. We're hiring you. And I'll say, you don't even know what we're going to charge you yet. I don't care. Where's the contract? and I said, well, I never bring one to to our in-person consultation and evaluation. So I like to give them 72 hours to think about it. And most of the time, they want to do it right away, but I like to have them spread that time out.
Well, let me tell you, Joe, we get a question every so often for you on our Senior Radio Buffalo Facebook page, and we always say that we'll pass it on to you.
Good.
And folks, you're welcome to do that. Send questions along. Put that on our Facebook page, and the next time we speak with Joe or to Joe Jr., we'll answer your question. We do have a question because someone touched upon, would you come into a house that you find out it was basically a hoarder's house? Now, you know what they can be, stuff piled up 6 feet when you walk in the door. And I would imagine some people don't realize that their loved one or the person's house, they were a hoarder.
That actually is, I would say, more common than people think, because usually when someone passes away and the relative is charged with taking care of the estate and the property, they go into the house and then they're shocked to know that whether it was their aunt or uncle or whomever it might have been was a hoarder, and then they immediately get this overwhelming sense of like confusion as to how to even start, because it's a large task at hand, and that process is very difficult for a normal person to take care of, and unless if you have been dealing with it routinely with your parents who have been hoarders, or your siblings, if you're going into the first time, it's a complete shock.
But you will do that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Linda, I tell all our potential clients over the phone when they call, and I'll stress it now, we never turn anybody down. You know, we hear more often than we care to, well, what if you come in for the consultation, you look around, you say, I don't want to do this. And I'll say, well, we're going to do it if you want to hire us. Mm-hmm. So I will not go into a home and say we won't, you know, handle that. Sometimes it takes much longer. I will stress that with hoarders, we could be there months mm-hmm. versus just weeks. So that's just something to, you know, keep in mind. Sometimes the roof collapsed, or sometimes the basement was flooded. There's other issues that, you know, may take longer to handle, but that we never turn anybody down.
And one benefit, I know it's, again, mentioning that it's very stressful, but one benefit that hoarder houses generally have is time, because the house has not been sold. That's almost never that happens. We tell that the clients, and they also agree, that the house will do much better in a sale empty.
Yes.
Regardless how packed it is, mm-hmm. or if it's a filthy house or not, it will do better completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is why they do have the time at hand, and also why we do require to have several months
yes.
to empty out a hoarder's home.
Absolutely.
We've told clients during the consultation, the in-person consultation, well, we can handle this, but it's going to take 3 or 4 months. And we'll hear them say, oh, that's all? We thought you were going to be here for a year or two.
Wow.
Because we have. They've already gone through that process. So, no, not a problem.
And Andrews Estate Service, you work, if you hear the show, they work there. You will go anywhere within the sound of our voice, correct? Around Western New York.
Yes. Over to Rochester, down to the PA border, up to Youngstown, Lake Ontario, Medina. We've gone everywhere. Not a problem.
Joe and Joe Jr., as you can see, this is a family-run business. But I know, Joe, because you have been so busy, you're looking for part-time employees, correct?
Yes.
To become part of the team.
That is correct. We'd love to have team members, especially since we are all over Western New York. It's great to have people that might be available in different areas,
yeah.
whether it's the South Towns, mm-hmm. East, North, South, it doesn't matter, West. We're looking for team members.
And what kind of experiences are you basically, what kind of person are you looking for? What kind of traits should they have to be able to be good at this?
I would say the primary thing is if someone has had caregiving experience or has worked in the facility where they're taking care of, whether it's they themselves taking care of their parents, or if they're taking care of a friend or a neighbor, someone who understands the intricacies and how stressful it can become. Because when we do go into empty out a home, our main job is to alleviate the stress for our clients so they don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who can relate to that would be a major benefit.
That would be nice. And let me tell you, folks, these folks have experience with all sorts of items, big and small. I mean, you've gone into homes where there's a car in the garage, and you'll liquidate the car as well. So, folks, we want you to know that there's really no surprises for Andrews Estate Service.
No surprises at all.
Yeah. So
we've seen it all.
You will resell if you can. You will donate if you can. Mm-hmm. And you'll trash if you have to.
Yes. That's correct.
So,
sell first, donate second, dispose of last.
That's great. How might someone who's looking to be a part-time team member with you reach out to you?
Well, they can go to our website, and on the right side, they'll see a couple of links for employment opportunities and how to become a team member.
That's great. That's wonderful. Remember, folks, their virtual estate sales are online all the time, okay? Go to their website. It's a great way to shop, maybe to help a young one get an apartment straightened out and to get things on for a really great amount of money, okay? Their website is aes86.com. You're going to see some super deals there, aes86.com. And please give them a call if you need their services. They're at 716-873-7440. That's 716-873-7440. Joe will come on out. He'll talk to you. He'll tell you exactly what Andrews Estate Service can do for you, then let you think about it for a while, and then if you need their services, they will be there for you. Joe, busy this season, I know, and so if people are considering, they really should get on the horn and get you lined up.
We tell everybody, especially the last few years, the further ahead you can jump on board, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love everybody, but we've had people, I've gone to their house for the consultation, and they think about it. Then they call 4 months later and they say, well, can you start tomorrow? And I say, I'm sorry, you have to go into queue like everybody else.
Right. Doesn't quite work that way.
No, it doesn't. Anybody in today's day and age who is good at what they do, whether it's plumbers, carpenters, our industry, they're busy. Some people, some industries are booked into a year out, year and a half out. So you have to really just think ahead. Our best client are those that think well far ahead.
And remember, folks, it's worth it. That's why everyone wants Andrews Estate Service. We love them. They are worth it. 716-873-7440. Website AES86.com. You're listening to them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at AES86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you. Happy that you're listening and happy we have so many people not only listening in town but across the world through that Odyssey app. It's just amazing. So if you're heading out on vacation, you're going out of town, all you have to do is look up the Odyssey app and you can hear Senior Radio in real time on the Eastern Coast. So it's just fantastic. We're always talking about things that make a difference to your life, how to make things easier for all of us, things we should know about. And let me tell you, all of the services provided by the Erie County Clerk's Office are things we need to know about because they will affect our life. Mickey Kearns is back with us. He always makes time for us here on Senior Radio. You may have heard a little bit about getting a real ID. What is this? Why do we need it? And how do we get one? So, Mickey, it's great to have you back. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about real ID, which is something we need by May 7th, 2025.
Correct. And as you know, we were talking about passports and traveling. And people think about international travel. They think about their passport. Now, unfortunately, and it was a horrific day, we all remember September 11th, the federal ID legislation was passed to protect us. So that never happens again. We never want that to happen again. And on May 7th, 2025, if you're an American above the age of 18 traveling by air, within the United States, right? Within the United States, whether it's for business or leisure, you're going to need a real ID compliance driver's license or another acceptable form of ID, such as a passport that we're talking about, to board a flight. So this is a very complicated issue because people get confused. And I think the easiest thing to do, if you're listening at home, and I do this out with my team, is pull your license out right now. And if you don't see a star or a U.S. flag on your current driver's license, you will need to visit any Erie County Auto Bureau or make sure you have another form of accepted identification. We talked about the passport in the previous segment. So if you have the passport, that's great. That's spectacular. However, I encourage people to not only have the passport, because you don't want to, Linda, one thing I encourage our seniors is you don't want to be carrying identification around and leaving it in your vehicle.
Right. That's absolutely right.
You do not want that. So getting the Real ID or the enhanced driver's license, either the star or the flag, and I see Linda just pulled
out. I did. I pulled out my license.
And do you have?
No. Now, where would it be? You say the upper corner?
Okay. I'm going to look at her. How come she looks younger than me all the time?
And that's it. That's a picture your staff took, which I love. Well, I told you I love that staff from the Erie County Clerk's Office.
So what Linda has now, there's three licenses in New York State. There is a standard driver's license. So if you know you're never going to fly anymore,
right,
and you're okay with that, you do not have to get a Real ID or enhanced.
But what if you want to go to Canada?
If you want to go to Canada, you would need an enhanced driver's license.
Okay.
Okay. So the first is a standard. So Linda has a standard.
Right.
She's fine. If she has a passport, that will get her across the border,
right,
to Canada or on a plane. The second license.
I see. There's the flag. It's in the bottom right-hand corner. Okay.
It's a Real ID.
Okay.
And that is something, there is no cost to that. But even though you'll be compliant, Real ID compliant, you will not be able to get across the border to Canada or Mexico for land bordering traveling.
So should you just go to the Auto Bureau?
Go to the Auto Bureau. But here's the thing that's important.
Okay.
And it's really something that, once again, you can call that 858-8864 number. We need original documentation. So that means an original birth certificate. So if you are married, you're, in many instances, your last name is different than what is on your birth certificate. Mm-hmm. This is a federal ID. So you need original documentation, meaning if you were born in the city of Buffalo, you're born at Mercy Hospital in South Buffalo, the city of Buffalo, down at City Hall, the clerk's office would have your original birth certificate if you don't have it. You can utilize a copy, but you need that original ID. And then you have to show, if you were married, you'd have to bring in your marriage certificate. They want to see and follow, and it's important when you think about
God,
the
war on, I don't even know where that is.
The war on terrorism. You can also get that marriage certificate in the municipality where you're married. So as you know, this is a very important document, and it will become much more important. So original documentation, we don't want you coming in, spending the time, and coming into the Auto Bureau without the proper documentation.
Okay, now here's one more exception, folks, for Real ID. Yes, you have to have that. Watch for that American flag down in the corner. Will brand new licenses have that in the corner?
Sure. If you renew, you'll see that.
Okay.
Either the, as you said, the American flag is the enhanced, and that's what you're going. It's in
okay.
It's in the top right now. They've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
So you may look and say, well, it's in the lower. New York State, they're always changing. Every couple of years,
okay,
they update.
But it will be
with
there.
New security measures. So if it's in the bottom right-hand corner right now, and yours, well, mine isn't in the upper right. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say across, enhanced.
Okay.
And you'll be fine.
But here's the thing, Mickey. When I went and got my passport, which I just did a few months ago, I purchased the passport, but I always found it was very great to have a passport card.
Correct.
And this I can keep in my wallet, unlike my passport, which
correct,
I want to keep locked up. And I realized this was very handy when I was a reporter, because you never knew if they were going to send you to Canada that day, what the deal was. And this way you always had a passport card to cross the border. These are really well worth the money to have to stick in your wallet. It's great to have another form of federally ID license that you can just pop out and say, look, here you go, and not have to have your passport with you all the time.
I agree. I remember my father and I going over to a baseball game, Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees, and my father was a Buffalo fireman. We had a cottage for many years, and I remember the border agent looking at me. I was in the New York State Assembly, and he goes, "Mickey, you got to do better than this." And I go, "What's going on?" And my father gave him his Kaz Pool ID as his identification. Well, I know sometimes people say, "Well, I don't drive anymore." So, Mr. Kearns, how do I get identification? One of the things we do, and we try to do, we do it for everyone. We have non-driver identification. So you can get a non-driver real ID or enhanced license. So you may be going as a passenger, maybe you and your daughter, maybe you and your friends, and you're not driving anymore, and that's okay. But you could still come into the Auto Bureau, and we can help you get that non-driver ID. My father didn't want to drive anymore after driving for so many years. So it's important. This is real. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but you know, I don't want anyone going, planning a vacation. It happens all the time. And they will turn people away. May 7th, 2025 is going to be a very strict deadline.
Okay, everybody, you got it here. You got it first. May 7th, 2025. All of us, within the sound of my voice, need some form of real ID. How are you going to get that? Well, if you're still unsure, okay, all you have to do is call the Erie County Clerk's office. They can give you more information. 716-858-8864. That's 716-858-8864. And if you call, they'll give you information. Remember, you need one, whether you drive or not, whether you want to head out of the country or not. That's going to be the new standard, okay, for all of us. If you want to go online and learn more, erie.gov/clerk, and you can find it that way. Mickey, it's going to be above the age of 18, so if you have grandkids or anyone who's getting near 18, by all means, let them get that then, because you're going to need it from 18 up.
And just real quick, we're doing information sessions for people that have language barriers. We were just at the Elevencia Center yesterday. We were at Santa Maria Towers. We're going out, and we're really meeting the people to give them the information.
All right, that's Mickey Kearns, everybody, Erie County Clerk, and we'll have more here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
The Apple Watch Series 10 is here. It has the biggest display ever. It's also the thinnest Apple Watch ever, making it even more comfortable on your wrist, whether you're running, swimming, or sleeping. And it's the fastest charging Apple Watch, getting you 8 hours of charge in just 15 minutes. The Apple Watch Series 10, available for the first time in glossy jet black aluminum. Compared to previous generations, iPhone XS or later required. Charge time and actual results will vary.
All right, let's be real. If you're a content creator, blogger, or an entrepreneur just getting started, the last thing you want to do is spend hours building a website. You've got things to do. That's where Bluehost comes in. Their AI-powered design tool gives you pro-level WordPress sites like that. No coding, no stress. Just type in what kind of vibe you're looking for, and then boom, you got it. And you also get added features like marketing and e-commerce tools to help you build, grow, and scale your online business like a boss. And upgrading to Bluehost Cloud keeps your site running 24/7 with ultra-fast hosting, 100% uptime, and enhanced security. Always fast, never slow, so you can keep making that dough. It's seriously never been easier to build your website with Bluehost. You've got the ideas. All you need is the platform. All you need is Bluehost. Head over to Bluehost.com and start building your dream website today.
Apartments.com has helped millions of renters find their perfect places. And the beauty is, they're all different. None of us are the same, so why should our homes be? Someone may want hardwood floors. Someone else may say carpet all the way. Questionable call, but hey, to each their own. Some may want a doorman. Others may say, I can open the door myself. But Apartments.com has all the right tools to help you find the place that's uniquely perfect for you. Sort through and filter listings by amenities, and make sure you never miss out with their instant alert option. With more than 1 million available units for rent, you're sure to find the place that's right for you. So whether you're looking for a place with a basement, a yard, a pool, or everything in between, Apartments.com has got you covered. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.